Chapter 2. Four Paws for Ability. Odd break-ins were happening in a rural Cobb County, Georgia neighborhood, 25 miles northwest of Atlanta. A narrow asphalt road separated two facing rows of 40-year-old split-level houses, many with chickens or goats in their backyards. People stood in small bunches on the road and talked about the break-ins. Nothing had been stolen yet, as far as anyone could tell. And break-in wasn't literally true, since nothing was broken in the entering. But there were clues. A basement door or a breaker box stood open. The back had been lifted off a toilet and unevenly replaced. A partial wet footprint shone briefly on a front hall. Then there was a ghostly sighting. A slim white leg and foot slipped out a quickly closing back door as the owners were coming in the front. "What the hell?" people said. This was gun-toting country. A few men made chuckling reference to what they might or might not do if they caught the intruder. Halfway down the street stood the house of Mike Schwenker and Jennifer Jenka Schwenker. In her mid-40s, Jennifer is a round-faced, apple-cheeked elementary school teacher in granny glasses and a flowery top, who gathers her wispy hair into a soft poof, a sweet, merry, and lovably rattled type. Mike, in his early 50s, is an Army and Air Force vet and aviation engineer with neatly clipped straight brown hair and a graying goatee, a fact-based individual who considers the data, then weighs in toward optimism, if possible. In their house, the opposite problem was discussed. Nobody was breaking in. Somebody was breaking out. Patiently, gazing aslant and down through rectangular metal-rimmed bifocals, Mike Schwenker installed window pin locks, loop locks, security bar locks, and two-cylinder key-controlled deadlocks at every window and door. He had degrees in aviation technologies and was a maintenance coordinator for Delta's Boeing 757 fleet, working beside air traffic control.